The Dream Life of Hands. My hands have nightmares. They wake up trembling and crawl off to look for light. Before dawn, the moon is a translucent orange slice, blown glass hanging just out of reach, but my hands don't want to grab it. They want to bask in orange glow. Let the nightmare go back where it came from. The pinched-in birth canal of dreams. An eye of light ahead. The dark waiting room behind. Fish swimming in a phosphorescent glow of their own making. Slowly, their fins turn to hands. My hands don't want to remember what came next. They want to swim like swans under the moon. They don't want anything to do with examination rooms, being wrapped with tissue and tucked in like shoes in a box with its tight box top. The box always the same size 5, the hands fluttering like fins, remembering. Sometimes my hands leave for days at a time while I sit using my eyes. When they finally return, it takes them hours to dry out. They stretch like cormorants in the sun. They won't hear anything of dishes or laundry or needles and thread. They drop my wine glasses one after the other onto the tile floor and refuse to clean up. They burn breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They organize. They present a list of demands. No gloves, no pockets, no doctor's office, no walls without windows, no night without moon, and a new house without a roof. The dream life of feet. When I wake up in the morning, the bottoms of my feet are bleeding. I find sand in the sheets. I take a bath. Then I take another. I forget to turn off the tap after doing the dishes. When it rains, I pull off my socks and shoes and stomp through puddles. I read Treasure Island and Mutiny on the Bounty. I buy a fountain. I buy an aquarium. I stop eating fish. I babysit my neighbor's children so I can play in the sandbox and splash in the plastic pool, so I can take off all my clothes and leap through the sprinkler. The children notice the webs between my toes. They ask if my mother was a frog. I tell them my father is the Frog Prince. I tell them he calls to me in dreams. The children ask why my feet bleed. We spread the map over our knees. It's a long walk to the sea. The dream life of the brain. I am a small planet. I have no moon. The others are bigger, whiter. They create their own light. Here, it is dark. Heat lightning flashes over the dry sea. I am a planet of dunes, hills and ripples of gray ash. Gravity is the shell I can't grow out of. Even my dreams are small, wishes for more firing in the sky and the experience of rain soaking my face. I dream that raindrops turn to hands, sifting my sand, smoothing it, playing in it by the hour. And where the hands play, an oasis grows, green and waving in the heat like a mirage. Waking up is the moment the mirage melts. I know I am thirsty because I dreamed it.